Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series.
I would not vote for Donald Trump, and furthermore, I am not worried about him actually being elected president of the United States.
Kieran Rockwell is an American expat and former politics student who lives in Berlin, where he owns a small specialty food business with his partner.
I wouldn't vote for him because I don't think he has any idea how government is supposed to run, or maybe even runs currently, having never been elected to a public office and never served in a public setting such as that.
Rockwell, a registered independent, plans to vote Democrat in the U.S. election this fall. German Ilka Mueller studied social and economic history, and currently she's a trainee in the Public Relations Department at the Institute for Economic Research in Berlin. While unable to vote in the U.S. election, Mueller's concerned about the prospect of a Trump presidency.
I think it's more expedient to talk about the phenomenon Donald Trump than politician or the person, because what I think is more frightening is a trend that can be observed in many European countries right now. So we saw the Front National in France gaining strength over years, the National Conservatives in Poland, or the FPÖ in Austria. And we find the AfD in Germany as a far-right populist party being the second strongest political power in one of our federal states.
Having studied politics and history, respectively, Rockwell and Mueller are both politically engaged Berliners, quite representative of this left-leaning city. To get some insight on the anti-Trump sentiment prevalent in Berlin, I spoke with an American Trump supporter who's lived in Germany for the past 28 years.
It's a huge, huge, huge thing. I find the people really not informed enough.
This is Kerry Reddington, a CEO for a Frankfurt-based company and a member of the Republican Executive Committee.
I like that he's not afraid to say what he thinks. If it's right or wrong, that's a different story. I think he needs to become a little bit more presidential with his comments. But what I've noticed is people are not well informed. They're only reading the headlines and not digging deep.
For Rockwell, those headlines indicate that Trump and his followers represent a small constituency unlikely to get their way this November. Mueller, however, sees Trump's rise as part of a larger global trend detrimental to intellectual discourse and tolerant societies.
And what we are currently seeing is a small group of people who are already sort of predetermined to vote for Trump, making a lot of noise for Trump.
No matter if it's Trump, AfD, or Front National, I think we feel threatened that free and liberal, open-minded societies are going down. So,
for NPR Berlin, I'm Susanna Edelbaum.